The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, so what's up, everyone? It's just Lauren and I today.
What's up? This is 2 weeks in a row now where, you know, I'm here and I'm, you know, the solid person on this podcast. I never would have thought this.
You're the face. You're the core. You're the rock. So I'm in New York right now, and I was just in a... I've been doing things back to back to back. And I was like, I have to get a bagel. Like, I have to get a bagel. And so I ran and I got a bagel and I ate it on the way here to make it in time for the podcast.
Was it good? And
is anything ever good when you're like rush eating it? Like, you know, you
no,
can't.
No, no. My favorite thing is to sit in my car and eat. I pull over no matter what I get. And I eat in my car so I don't have dogs crawling all over me trying to get my food or someone talking to me. I simply just enjoy every bite. And that's how you eat food.
Like, isn't that so annoying when you eat something that I can't get all the time either? Like, I can't get a New York bagel in LA. And I was so mad as it was like scarfing it down my throat. Because I was like thinking of a million things. And it's just so important to be present. But anyways.
It's a waste of calories.
It really is. And a part of me was like, I need to go get another one because that one didn't count.
No, I think you really should get another one. If you have time to get another one, I would do it. Which one did you go to?
Do you know what I mean? Well, I was in Midtown because I had meetings there. I don't like Midtown, but my friend told me about Liberty Bagel. And Liberty Bagel was amazing. But anyways, I have so much to tell you about, Lauren.
Tell me everything.
Okay, so I went to Kauai. So for everyone, just so everyone knows, I wasn't on the podcast last week because I wanted to take a week off the grid and just no email, no phone, no text. Like, I really feel like as I'm reading Rick Rubin's book, The Creative Act, and as someone who considers himself a creative, like when you have so much coming in, nothing can come out, you know? Mm-hmm. And so when you're constantly on Instagram or watching movies or TV, or you're talking to someone and you're not just quiet, it's like, how could you ever come up with a good idea? Like, that's when true. Would that ever even happen if so much is going on? So I went to Kauai. A couple things I wrote down that I like wanted to talk about on the podcast.
Okay, I can't wait for like your spiritual awakening notes. And mine is like one simple one about coffee.
Continue. Mine's like a regular, I don't get it. But yeah, let me preface that. I want to tell you about my whole week, Lauren. But so I went to Kauai for a couple days, was there alone, and then went to Colorado to work with the spiritual activator, Oliver Nino, the energy healer who was on our podcast before.
Oh, very cool.
So
yeah, whoever I wasn't on that one.
Yeah. Whoever heard that episode, he worked on Ashley and I, and you know, he's like, he works with like Gwyneth Paltrow and like all these people. And I went out to his retreat center in Durango, California called Authentic Living Heartland. I'll tell you about that in a second. But anyway, so I land in Kauai, which is, I've never been to any other parts of Hawaii, but I don't think I don't even know if I'll want to. Kauai is so cool. Cause it's so rustic. Like everything shuts down at 9, yeah. Lauren, like people just,
is that the name of the island?
Yeah, Kauai is the island.
Kauai is the island. Okay.
Yeah.
That's so different than the Big Island, correct?
Yeah, because that's the Big Island. So that's
okay.
Kona,
I don't
right?
know. Maybe there was like a, I don't know. I'm asking.
I love when we have these discussions because we literally like are so, I loved geography too, like in school. Like that was my favorite. And it's so crazy that none of it stayed in my brain. Okay. So you have to get a rental car when you land in Kauai, really all of Hawaii, because Uber is like not a thing. I was waiting in line for the car rental place, and the lines were really long because everyone that lands needs one, you know, that's like a tourist. And I was just like, no one had their ID out. You know, when they say like, get your ID out, like get everything ready. And I can't tell you how frustrating it is to like wait in this long line and then watch people get up and then spend 1 to 2 minutes looking for their ID, like in their bag. Oh, wait, Joe, I think you put it in that luggage. And I'm like,
there should be a line for the prepared and the unprepared.
What? What were you doing the hour we were just waiting in line?
I know. What were you doing? I know. And like you have been showing your ID numerous times that day. Like it should be in your pocket, ready to go.
Do you feel like people do that at the airport too? Like when it comes to like TSA pre and.
You know, the people that are better than everyone else, the TSA pre-check, as me and you are, I feel like we are the prepared travelers. So we got it together. The TSA pre-check, you don't have that issue with. I feel like it's for the people who aren't flying very often, who kind of forget the routine of it all. Yeah. And they're the ones who like forget to take your shoes off. Like there was this girl at the airport the other day and she was like, excuse me, sir, do you have a bin for my jewelry? And he just looks at her and then points like 1 foot to her left and like didn't even say anything. She's like, thank you. I'm like, oh, that was the worst. So yeah, there should be a line for prepared and unprepared.
Yeah, no, it's so annoying. But I love what you just said because why? I feel like everyone at TSA hates their life.
I know, because, like, you know, dealing with the public, you realize how awful it is.
No, totally. There. And I'm not, like, saying that it's not a thankless job. But imagine if I showed up to work. Like, this is our work, right? Imagine if I was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah, over there. Lauren, next.
Like, fuck it's like, off, dude.
Yeah.
You should know this. Yes. You should know this. Why are you even asking? I don't get it. Yeah.
Why don't you know what the big island in Hawaii is called? Fuck you.
I know.
No, like
I know.
It's like mood matters. Like your attitude matters.
I know.
And how is it so acceptable that
I think because they commiserate with each other, the people that work there, like they all talk shit together and then it's like camaraderie. I think that's what I would be like. Like if I worked in a salon, I would make fun of more people, honestly. And then I would start noticing the things that my coworkers were telling me. And then that would make me talk more shit. And, you know, it's a vicious cycle, you know?
So no, I feel it's like true. That's why
you have it is very acceptable to be mean there.
Right. But that's why it's so important that you are cognizant of who you surround yourself with. But
exactly.
I'm kind of like I get it, especially if it's in the morning and you're on like a 4 a.m. flight. But if it's in the middle of the day and you're like, next, ma'am, do this. And I'm like, yo, I am just here to fly to Hawaii. Why am I getting reprimanded by someone who's not my parent? Like I'm trying my best here.
Yeah, exactly. You could also say that they are keeping us safe from terrorism. So maybe there's no room for joking.
Maybe. Maybe they have
but that's not the vibe they give off.
You know what? No, but that brings a good point that like, I mean, first of all, I mean, that's like debatable, right? If like everything we're doing is actually like keeping us safe. I feel like there's been so many studies that like some of it works, some of it doesn't. The point is that, maybe you're right. Maybe they're like, have a no nonsense mentality.
Yeah, like this isn't a joke like, right now. Like don't like take your belt off.
Yeah. Okay. I get that. So then when I got to Kauai, I went to the grocery store to get like snacks before I checked in my bed and breakfast. And perfect. I locked my rental car keys in the car, which I didn't even know was a thing anymore. Cause don't they like make
the
cars that would just like open?
Key?
Yeah. Like it was like an old red. Yeah. It was like an old red Kia. So I was like, oh my God. And I was like, what a crazy start to my trip. So I called a locksmith and he came. And when the locksmith arrived, Lauren, I was so, I've never been happier to see a stranger in my entire life. And I looked at him and I go, people must love meeting you.
Yeah, that's
you
so true.
You are like a hero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like no one is ever greeting a locksmith in a bad way. He literally is a real life hero. I'm like, cops are out here, you know, also serving the community, Lauren, but like people, no one wants to see a cop. No one ever is happy to see a cop. If a cop pulls you over, you're not gonna be like, hi, what's your name? How's your day going? But when a locksmith shows up, it's like Jesus Christ just came down.
Did he agree with you? Was he like, wow, you know, now that you think about it, yeah. I am very happy and I am welcomed everywhere I go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he agreed with you.
And so it was like, wow, the locksmith is the underrated like hero, superhero of the community, I think.
It's true. I actually need to clarify that a lot of people are happy when a cop shows up if you are in a bad position, though. Like, I'm sure half the people who call the cops are very pleased to see them, except for getting pulled over.
No, you're right. Yeah. No, you're right. That was ignorant of me to say. I guess I was strictly thinking in the getting pulled over container.
Of course.
But yeah, obviously you call cops for a million other reasons. Yes, that's very true. I don't know. I feel like a locksmith is really just someone that shows up and like saves the day.
That is so true. And now I'm thinking of other professions, like pizza delivery man. Yes. Everyone loves him.
Yes, like no one's ever going to be upset when they show up. Like people are like so excited to see you and tip you, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
What do you think hair stylists don't? Do you feel that like when people walk in and they're like, I can't wait to get my hair done?
Everyone's obsessed with me. And I'm like, girlfriend, I wish I was in your chair. I wish I was in my chair. You know, like I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
and then
so funny.
I sit down when I'm getting my hair done with my hairstylist and I'm like, and it's like, you forget. I mean, you don't really forget, but you're just like so happy to be the one in the chair, you know? So
I don't feel that way when I get my hair and nails done. Cause I'm so antsy that I'm like, oh, I want to get this over with. And I hope it comes out the way I like it to.
Yeah. I mean, 100% that. Yeah. Nails is way harder because you can't use your hands, but you can get so much done when you're at the salon, the hair salon.
Exactly.
Okay, so you got locked out of your car and you were alone. So my question is for the public, who takes your pictures when you go traveling alone of you?
So I'm friends with the chef at the bed and breakfast, and which was 10 minutes down the road. And she came and like waited with me, Chef Ina. She was amazing.
She waited with you while you waited for the locksmith.
Yeah, because I was like crying and like kind of in a. So I have to tell you more stuff to happen. So when I went to Kauai in November, I met this guy in a ukulele store, and he was so cool. Like we became friends, and he made a bonfire for me and my friend that were there. And him and I like kind of connected, and then we like talked a little after I left Kauai. But I was like, I'm not going to get close to someone that like doesn't live in LA, you know? And
did
I didn't
have beautiful tan skin and just look like a Hawaiian boy.
Yeah. Well, no, he's not. He's white. So he's not Hawaiian, if that's what you're asking.
I'm kind of just trying to get the vibe for him. Cause I'm imagining a guy like in the hot chick,
Johnny Tsunami,
like, oh yeah, Johnny Tsunami or in the hot chick when Adam Sandler is like, you can put your weed in there. You remember that part?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just trying to
not like that.
Okay.
So we remained friends after. And so I was supposed to go to Kauai with a friend this time around, but my friend couldn't go anymore because she had a work shoot. So I go to Kauai alone and I was like, whatever, I need time off alone anyway. So I'm thinking like me and, you know, my Kauai friend are like gonna hang. And like, maybe like hang. Mm-hmm. And right when I land, he tells me that he like met, like he romantically sort of connected with someone like a week or 2 weeks before. So I was like, damn. So I landed and like this trip that I thought I was going to have wasn't the trip that I had essentially. Mm-hmm. But when I actually hung out with both of them and they're both so cool. And I feel like I've grown so much, Lauren. Like I felt so present and like in my body and like confident and like knowing who I am. Like I didn't feel like angst or envy or weirdness. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, I've really grown up. Like I didn't let that like thing really bother me.
That's really good. Cause I was thinking, Naz told me that about this guy and how he like met someone before, but I was thinking about it after you told me and I was like, I could never do that. Like I could never hang out with a guy that I kind of like just found attractive and like his new girl. Like I would constantly be comparing myself to the new girl, even though it wasn't that serious. I would be like, do you think that he'd rather be with me? Do you think that like she thinks I'm stupid? All this stuff. So I think it's kind of cool that you were cool with it, that he was cool with it, and she was cool with it. Because those are like three very odd situations in each person's situation, you know?
Well, I will say that like I didn't like how some of it went down and like him and I had a talk after, just because I was like, I would have rather have known this before, you know?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I think that would have been like kind to know. So I did stand up for myself in that way, which was part of myself. Definitely. And it's good.
You would have gone on the trip either way. It just would have been like nice. But I could have also like planned
other, I could have planned other things. I think what's tough is like, you know, we're on all the time, Lauren, especially when we're like hosting and stuff. And when I go on vacation, it's hard. I actually don't really want to meet new people. Not that I don't love people and I don't think people are great, but just for the sense that like, I don't want to be on, like, I'd rather just be around people that know me.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I can really like relax and not have to be in that energy. But anyways, I think it was really cool because I don't know, Lauren, like I saw myself in like such a new way and I just turned 33 and I was like, wow, like I really, I kind
how
of
old
like
do you
know
think she was?
I have no, it's not in 20s, something 20s maybe.
I mean, just when you think of like a 33-year-old and you're in your 20s, I feel like you think that person is confident and has their shit together. So she probably was looking at you like that as well and just like reinforced the idea in your head, like, I do know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what did you guys do together? What was like the vibe? Like, what'd you do?
So we took, we went to Waimea Canyon, which is like this stunning canyon in Kauai. And we all took a little bit of shrooms and it was raining and we like hiked through the rain and like went in this waterfall. Like it was amazing. I felt so present. I was like smelling flowers and like, it was just such, it was an awesome day. And she was so amazing, by the way, and like so sweet. Anyway, so I'm very thankful to those two friends in Kauai and just,
Okay. So then, so did the guy take that ass shot of you in the waterfall?
Yeah.
So how did that girl feel with this guy taking your ass shot?
Well, her ass was out too. He was taking pictures of all of us.
All of that. Okay. I just see, I would be like, he thinks her ass is amazing.
I have no idea. I just know that I think they're both great and they're dating and I like them and I had fun. And I'm glad that they, you know, even with him sort of liking her, was like still, you know, they still took me out and like showed me around.
Yeah. That's very nice of them.
But yeah, that's a funny question. I know. I feel like
that's all I'm thinking.
Okay, so this might sound weird, but there is now a deodorant for your thigh folds, your butt crack, your feet, and your underboobs, and of course your pits. It's called Lumi. We've talked about it before. I have the coconut scented one, and I love it.
It's all you use
every
coconut.
Time. Yeah, you know that I love coconut. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite fruit because I love it in every form. Like I love eating it. I love it in shampoo. I love it in my Lumi deodorant. It feels like I'm going on vacation when I put it on. But the reason why I love Lumi, all of Lumi's products, is because there is no aluminum. It's aluminum free. It's skin safe, clinically proven to control odor for up to 72 hours. So not only are you not putting bad stuff in your body, you're smelling good and you can put it everywhere. Like I was saying, you can put it in your belly button.
Yeah, I think this is a really good option for those people who are dating and like, you know, going to be intimate for the first time. Your shit's going to smell good on all aspects of your body. You can go, I mean, you can go anywhere, but you want to smell like coconut. And all what's good is that you can do the Lumi starter pack and it's perfect for new customers because it comes with a solid stick of deodorant, a cream tube deodorant, and two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash or deodorant wipes. I love deodorant wipes to put them in your bag. And just like if you're running into a meeting or running in any store and now it's really hot outside and you're going to be sweaty, it's good to have deodorant wipes. Really genius. So as a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack.
Use our code GETIT30
at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com.
Use our code GETIT30 at LumiDeodorant.com/GETIT. I wrote down, if you know where someone's parents live and you meet them for the first time, do you say that?
Like I know where... Okay.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to think of why this happened to me. I think I knew... Why? How did... God damn it. What was the scenario? The scenario is that you know where someone's parents live, mm-hmm. but then you meet okay. them for the first time. Do you let, yeah. or let's say you know any bit of information about someone that you're meeting for the first time. Uh-huh. Do you pretend and like act dumb That's and say, question, oh, ma'am. I didn't know. Or do Fantastic. You act like you knew, Lauren?
Okay. I personally, it really depends on the person. If they're telling me with enthusiasm, like, so I actually went on vacation to, let's just say a certain place, but I already knew they went on vacation. I'd be like, really? But if they're, I'm like, that's amazing. But if they're yeah. just like telling me like, we live over there. I'm like, oh yeah. Yeah. I knew that. I heard so-and-so told me. But if they're excited about a story, I'll let them be excited about the story and be like, I'm hearing it for the first time. But that is very interesting.
Don't you feel like, doesn't it feel weird in your body though, to lie and be fake like that? Like I can't.
Exactly. Yes.
I do it too. And I hate it. I'm literally, my inner experience, my inner voice is like, why are you doing this? Just tell them. And, but I'm okay. like, you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I struggle with that a lot when people are like, I've already told me a story, but they're yeah. telling me again with like, they've never told it before in their life. And I'm like, this is going to make them very embarrassed if I say, you've told me this very long story before.
Doesn't so Ashley I'm do like, that to do you I all tell the time? Them
or do I waste the 20 minutes of my life hearing the story again and just have them have their moment? What do you do? Do you tell
doesn't
them?
Doesn't Ashley do that to you all the time?
I feel I'm like allowed Ashley's... to fuck up Ashley's day and tell her, you already told me. Like my mom, I'll say, you already told me. But with people, other people, I'm just trying to be polite and get through this day.
I watched someone's video on Instagram. Someone made a video about this. And they were like, I sound like such a grandma saying on Instagram instead yeah, of on TikTok. Because okay. I don't really go on TikTok. And this guy was saying that like, if you have a friend that repeats a story, there's yeah. a reason why they're like saying it again. And maybe they have yeah. to say it again. So just to hold space for them and kind of act like it's the first time they're telling you.
Okay.
And I'm like, man.
Yeah. No.
I think it's nice to do.
You forget. You just forget sometimes.
I guess.
You just forget. If I ever do that, please tell me. Please.
Same, but I think I do okay. it all the time. Have I done that to you?
No, maybe like once or twice, but nothing crazy. It's not like a recurring theme. Do you want to continue with your journeys across the country, or do you want me to do my one I don't get it? I have prepared for this
Do
week.
Your one I don't get it, because the other thing I wrote down was, do you like New York? Why did I did not finish
like
that.
You're asking if you even do, although I feel like we've answered this before. I think you've told this story before.
No, yeah, no. Yeah. I've talked about that before, but there was something else to that I didn't finish writing. So please tell us Damn. Your I don't get it.
Okay, but I don't get it is if you show up like to a friend's house or to a meeting or wherever and you have a fresh Starbucks, fresh coffee, is it rude to have not asked that person if you want something?
Because like you were just such there. Such a good question.
Yeah,
this is such a good question.
I think it's a little rude.
I think because when you're on the other end of that, right? Like if you showed up to my house, my immediate mm-hmm. thought is, why didn't she ask me what why I, didn't she I ask wanted me? Anything?
She was exactly.
Wait, this is amazing because this happened in Kauai, right?
Okay.
So they were picking me up, and I think he was like, "We're gonna stop and grab a smoothie. We'll be there in 10 minutes." Oh, and I was like,
That's honestly weird. It's like we're right? to like let you know before and then not yeah. even ask.
I know. And I didn't care because I don't drink smoothies. Okay. But I did think it was right. Like I would be like, hey, we're stopping here. Do you want anything?
Yeah, that's so bizarre. It's so bizarre. And it's funny because it's like if you're like, hey, I'm going to Chipotle, I'll be there in a minute. It's not rude to not ask about like, do you want a burrito? Do you want like a big meal? I'm going to get... I don't know, a meal. It's only rude when it's a drink because like you could just quickly grab a drink for someone else. I don't know. I have this happen to me a lot and I'm like, should I be mad? Should I be pissed?
this is even good. Can we go even deeper?
Yeah.
So let's say someone's coming to your house mm-hmm. and they go to Chipotle. Not Chipotle.
So Chipotle. Chipotle. Chipotle.
Chipotle. I was just giving you shit. Let's say I'm on my way to your house, Lauren. And I'm like, Lauren, yeah. do you want anything from Chipotle? And you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I bring it to you.
Uh-huh.
Are you assuming that I paid for that because I asked you if you wanted anything and that was my gift to you? Or are you, because I think this could be like a real big deep dive. Because sometimes I feel like I've done that thinking the person's going to be like, I'm just offering to pick it up for you.
Exactly.
But I didn't really necessarily want to put myself in a place where I was just like buying 2 to 3 people lunch.
Yeah. Yes. No, I would personally, I would always say, how much was this? Or just Venmo them like $15 or something.
Right.
But you don't know. Someone else who's not as generous would probably just take it and say, oh my God, they're getting me Chipotle.
Thank
so you really
you.
Gotta know who you're asking. You gotta know who you're asking. That's why I feel like people don't offer.
This has happened to me so many times, Lauren, where the person didn't offer to pay me back. And I'm like, I do that immediately when someone walks through the door. Yeah. I'm like, how much was this?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Do you think that your Hawaii boy didn't want to pay for a smoothie, or he just didn't think you wanted one?
No, I think it's like, I think he probably didn't think I wanted one, or I don't know. It's Hawaii, you know, like their minds are different. Island
that
time.
Is so funny that happened.
I don't think it was like done out of on purpose, if that's what you're asking. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I don't think it's ever done out of maliciousness, but it's just like, might as well ask.
Yeah. It was just interesting. Wow. I love that. I don't get it.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're very, very, very welcome.
Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. And let me tell you, my friends, the reviews are in. Honeylove has actually come out on top for the best wedding day shapewear. We all know wedding season is upon us. You guys know how I feel about being in weddings. But if you really want to be the perfect bachelorette, unlike me, and just be there for your friends and get them a great gift on their bachelorette party or just for their wedding in general, I'm telling you, go a different route. Don't get what everyone else gets and go with Honeylove. This is the ad you've been waiting for. So whether you are the bride in the wedding, a guest, if you're looking for an everyday outfit, Honeylove is really your go-to for all things shapewear, and they've really just revolutionized compression technology, so you actually no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. I mean, Jesus, why did it take this long? Thank God for Honeylove. You basically will immediately feel and see the difference. Right now, we have an exclusive offer for our listeners. You get 20% off your entire order with the code GETIT20. At honeylove.com. So you can support our show and you can just feel amazing, whether you're at a wedding or just out for the day or on a date, again, without feeling suffocated, which is just the best feeling. Go to honeylove.com and use our code GETIT20. And before I go, I'll just share with you guys a personal story that I had. So you guys know that I do a lot of stuff on camera. And sometimes I will shoot multiple episodes of something in a day. And what's really annoying is that, I don't know, I feel like when it comes to bras and stuff, I'm just kind of lost. You know, I'm not that girl that like goes to the mall and replaces my bras and all my shapewear. I just feel like I'm not on it in that sense. And sometimes I have different shirts that require different bras and just different shapewear in general. When I got Honeylove, it just made my life so simple. Like I opened my drawer, just Honeylove is in there now. And everything that I wear, any shirt I put on, especially when I'm a shoot where I'm wearing multiple things, it just looks seamless under there. I mean, they have their best-selling superpower short, which is basically the go-to. It's this targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. You know, when you put something on, you just feel like, oh my God, I like have to squeeze in this. Their technology is just it. Their Signature X basically targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. You know, when you put on shapewear and you're like, where did my hips go? This is designed to work with your body, not against it, which is why I love it. So treat yourself to the best shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com with our code GETIT20. Use code GETIT20 at honeylove.com.
My one is, does everyone eventually just hate their partner? I don't know.
Okay, wait. So today, for everyone listening, Lauren and I are getting excited to have Allison Armstrong on the podcast. Mm. Lauren, will you remember to ask her that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and everyone listening right now, I want you to download The Queen's Code. This is like a book that changed my life by Allison Armstrong. Paradigm-shifting book about understanding men. And we are giving you the heads up now to read it so that when Allison is on the podcast, it's just going to be so much more profound and amazing for you. And maybe you can submit questions. Because it,
and if you have questions, maybe write them on the Facebook group and we can see if we can ask a couple if you are listening and you do read it.
100%. And everyone should be definitely checking out our video on Patreon so you can see the hotel background I have in New York and the really cool background Lauren has now.
Oh my God. I love it. And then we got to get Ashley's studio all set up.
Yeah. Is that wallpaper?
This is a tapestry. So I got a tapestry. So I turned my back like sunroom / patio into like a 70s hangout room. And
so sick.
I have I just got a big mirror so I can take like OOTDs, bitches. In Yay! My new thing. We're going to do OOTDs. And anyway, so I got a tapestry that I hung up, but I'm going to switch them out so it's not like the same fucking background every time.
Oh,
and, like,
I love that.
Pillows and stuff, so it's not always the same boring thing because it kind of gets boring when like it's actually kind of nice. I see an influencer like have the same background every time for the continuity, and I kind of like that, but at the same time, it kind of gets boring. So I thought
like
that
you want to have like a living, breathing room. Yeah, yeah.
A living, breathing room. Yeah.
Also, when you have stark patterns like that, I feel like they, as with like any piece of clothing like that's patterned, you feel like you can't wear it as much because, you know, it's just, it can be a lot sometimes. It's anyways, so many thoughts coming to me now about you. Okay, so the Allison Armstrong thing, read it. And tell us more about that question you just asked. Does everyone just hate their partner?
Okay, because I'm thinking like, how do I word this? I know everyone develops, like you start out obsessed with every ounce of the person. Then you get little like tidbits and pet peeves with the person. And then you meet these women that have been married for like 40, 50, 60 years. And they're like, I could fucking wring his neck all the time. I hate him. Yeah. Hate. And you only start seeing like hearing the annoying parts. And then I start only concentrating on the annoying parts. And I'm just wondering, is that just part of a relationship to like have so many annoying little tidbits about someone? And, or is that abnormal and you shouldn't have these annoying little feelings? And to what extent is there a fucking problem? Because the other day I just kept going and going and going about like all these like annoying things about Hunter. And I'm just like, is this normal to like be developing all of these little things? And that's all I have to say. And then I forget. And then I feel like I make them bigger than the nice things he does. And I feel really bad because he does do a lot of nice things.
I think what you're feeling is what every single person in the world feels.
That's what I said. I was like, is everyone feeling this? Yeah.
Yeah. But I just got to preface before I say anything further that I'm not speaking from a place of experience. So my opinion doesn't matter about this at all. Because this is something I often think about all the time because I'm around couples all the time.
Yeah.
Like literally everyone around me is in a relationship and everyone listening to this knows that I've barely ever been in a relationship. And yeah, that scares me. I feel like what I've learned talking to people that are married, especially for a long time, is that, and we all know this, and I want to roll my eyes as I say this, is that love is a choice.
Uh-huh.
And you choose, it's like you are choosing that person every day because after a certain period of time, that magic sort of fizzles out. And then I think each person in a relationship has a responsibility to keep that magic alive. And then of course, if you're around anyone for a long time, they're going to irritate you. And there's like ups and downs, like a roller coaster. And sometimes you're like in a high period. Sometimes you're in a low season. But I also, you said the word focus, which I thought was really interesting. And I listened to like Abraham Hicks a lot. Remember, I went to like Abraham Hicks is all about law of attraction. And I went to a couple workshops. And focus is like such an important word that I feel like we don't talk about enough because we can complain about a lot of things, whether it's a partner or a job.
Yeah.
But it's like, what is your focus though? Right. If you're like, I have this like great guy and you know, he makes me breakfast every morning and, he tucks me in bed at night. I'm making up dumb shit. Cause I don't
know. That's nice.
To base this off of. I do all this stuff, but he just, never remembers to take out the trash.
Yeah.
And then you start thinking about how he never remembers to take out the trash. And then you personalize that problem. And you're like, because first of all, he probably doesn't know how much it bothers you. He doesn't know how much you need it. He literally is not thinking about that. He's thinking about like how to provide. I'm literally, this is a completely fake scenario. So this is just like in my head. But he's probably thinking about, I don't know, like providing for you at work and like loving you through different ways that he knows how or she knows how or they know how. And
exactly.
And so then people get stuck in like focusing on the trash when it's like, but why aren't you focusing on the fact that they like tuck you in bed every night and I don't know, like do all these other things.
Right.
But that's with anything, any energy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So Hunter and I were actually, I was feeling like very disconnected. So I was like, let's play, let's get deep. And this isn't an ad at all, but I was like, let's just ask each other questions because I feel like we had no probing questions for each other. And then I think one of the questions was like, what's an insecurity in our relationship? And then Hunter said, my one that I've been trying to get over is your relationship with Ashley and how close you are because you pick Ashley over everything and me and all this stuff. And I was like, that's very interesting. I was like, okay. I'm like, well, what's funny is that I only have like, I literally have three friends. And Ashley's like, you know, my main big friend. And she's also just happens to be my sister. So
she's your bestie.
And he has 4,599 friends. Okay. He has a million friends and he hangs out with a different one every single night, all bros, all different groups, golfing, all stuff. So he's out all the time. And I'm like, and he's like, it bugs me so much when you answer the phone, like in the middle of a movie, cause Ashley called. And I'm like, well, what bugs me is that that is all my, your 4,000 friends in one basically. And you're gone out of the house 12 hours a day, hanging out with all your other friends. So when my one friend calls for 15 minutes, that's the equivalent, you know? So we kind of, I don't know where I was going this, but anyways, we kind of got to the fact that like, I focus so much on him being out of the house and hanging out with his friends. And then he focuses so much on me answering this phone. But really by us just asking that one question, we kind of were like, that isn't that big. Okay. All right. And now I'm going to let him hang out with his friend. He's going to let me answer the phone. So it is like perspective and focus. So I feel like better now. So when I wrote that question down, that was literally like an hour before we played our little Let's Get Deep game. So you just got to ask questions. And I felt so much better. And he felt better too.
I think what's so cool, I love that story so much because I think what's so cool is like the longer you're with someone, I'm sure you just find out more and more about them and like that person changes and you change and you have to learn to just love different people as they change. Mm-hmm. But what I'm hearing too from just that little share that you had is that he would really appreciate you being present when you're with him, maybe because he knows he loves all his friends as much as you love Ashley and wants to like give them each their time and likes being around them. And so he would probably like love for you to just be present when he has like Lauren time and you probably just want more alone time with him.
Yeah.
And not, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like there was like a layer under that.
And too. I was like, this is actually when you were listening, it's kind of good. I'm like, I want to hang out with you and you want to hang out with me. So it's not like, it's all good stuff. It's like, not stupid stuff. Yeah. It's like, I'm lonely without you. And he's like, well, I just want to be with you. I was like, sick.
Yeah, like that's like, literally best case scenario, right? So it's like, what can you do from there? If you're like, hey, we should plan like every Friday, let's switch off and like I'll come up with something to do or you'll come up with something to do or a movie. And like, I don't know, keep an element of surprise in there, I feel
One
like.
One other question also was, what's like something different about this relationship than another relationship you've been in? And he said, he said something that's way different is that you don't go out with me. Like he will go out, but like all of his ex-girlfriends would go out and get like drunk with him at the bar with his friends. And I don't go and participate at all. So he's like, that is very weird to get used to. And I was like, for me, I think it's weird to go out and get drunk when you have someone. And he was like, I'm like, yeah, what are you getting drunk for? But he, you know, it's a whole different conversation there. So it's another, good question.
That's an amazing, because that comes down to values, right? Like what, and that, oh my God, Lauren, I love that you played this game. What an organic ad insert. Like
you
didn't even get paid to say that.
I know.
But that just
goes
to show for everyone listening that we really only like to work with sponsors that we really do love, which is why I love us, because we don't bullshit around. That's so cool.
Thanks. I knew you'd appreciate these open conversations.
This is like my dream.
Yeah.
My dream is like just to like soberly or like be on mushrooms, sit on a guy's lap naked.
Wow. Like, well, I'm sure that would be their dream as well.
But yeah, just have like conversations like this. Okay. Well, I wanted to ask you, first of all, I just wanted to tell everyone that Lauren had the most insane photo shoot because we talked about my birthday photo shoot on the podcast, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I love that you did one too.
Thanks.
And
it was so good.
I was hoping you could share about it.
It was the first time I ever got my makeup professionally done, which is so crazy.
Wait, what?
I've never had anyone ever do my makeup.
That's insane. What was that like?
I looked in the mirror and I was like, holy shit. Like, it looked really good, but I've never had that much makeup on before in my life. It's crazy. Cause I was like, oh my God, like I have a lot of makeup on. I've never seen my face like this. And then I was like a little like semi insecure, but then the photos were bomb. Like that was necessary for those photos. So it looked
sometimes
really,
the lighting
really
with
good.
Photos, you just need to like pack it on.
I hate it.
Having it on my face.
I know, but it looks so good in the pictures or else I would have no eyes, you know?
Yeah.
So thank God.
Did you post them? Because I haven't posted them.
Yeah, I got them back this morning, and I'm having this girl put them in a reel, like different parts of the photo shoot into a reel for me.
Oh, sick! I can't wait for you to post them. You look so amazing.
Thanks. Thanks.
I think everyone should do a photo shoot. I love.
Yeah.
Just like stepping into being like, this is who I am, you know.
And you are like, wait, I'm not ugly. You know,
you're so psycho.
I know. You're just like, I'm not, like, I'll pull these pictures up and I'll feel better. But anyway.
Did you see what Bella Hadid posted yesterday?
What did she post?
She posted, like, I really loved this post. It was, like, a repost from another account about just, like, inner beauty.
Mm-hmm. Sitting here writing this post, blah, 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 blah. There's so much more to you than the eyes can see. I want you to always remember that beauty from within will always shine through and you'll be forever loved for not your beauty, but your heart, your kindness, your empathy, compassion for the world and nature. Remember to acknowledge those divine parts of yourself and others. I love that. I'm sure it's very easy to say when you're number one world supermodel.
Lauren,
what? I think it's a great message, but like that is also easy to say when you have the most perfect titties in the entire world. And scene. She's so pretty.
She's so pretty. She's pretty. Anyways, I just loved what she said there.
Wait, so what were you doing in New York?
Okay, so I went to Colorado, got my energy healed, which was amazing. Like eight
just a
people
quick
worked.
Energy healing pit stop.
Just a quick. So a lot of people do like juice cleanses and, you know, just like any type of cleanse. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of energy blocks. Like we're vibrational beings. Like even if you're not spiritual, like scientifically, like the atom is vibrating. So like we are vibration and energy, everything, like the desk you're sitting next to has energy. And I don't know, we're born with like all this trauma and all the shit we grow up with. And like, it's really important to get like your energy cleared. And I feel so much lighter after going there. And the authentic, living center at the Heartland. It's in Durango, Colorado. You can actually learn how to be an energy healer. And like him and his students worked on me. And they have a vegan chef there that cooks like all amazing, delicious vegan food. And it was just, it was so nice to be like out there in the middle of nowhere. And then I came to New York because Genesis. So I don't know if a lot of people have heard of Genesis, the car company, and I'm not getting paid to say this, but Genesis started out as Hyundai Genesis, and then they like spinned off to be spun off.
Is there anything to do with Chrysler or Genesis?
No.
Okay.
They spun off to become their own car brand, and it is so elite. Like they have electric cars, regular cars. They only came out 7 years ago, and they are just better than Tesla's, Lauren.
Oh,
like these cars, you know how you can open your phone with your face? Like some of their cars have that technology.
Okay, that's
like
very
you start
cool.
the car with your fingerprint. The electric cars, you can charge like almost all the way and up to like 18 to 20 minutes. If you get in a car accident, there's a center like that gets immediately notified if you get in a car accident, and they have help coming to you right away when it happens. Like Tesla doesn't even do that.
That's so crazy. They don't have that. I think Genesis has stores in malls too. I think I've seen them in malls.
Oh, okay. In the back of some of their vehicles, they have mirrors. Like, you know how mirrors are only in the front? Mm-hmm. They have like mini mirrors for both back passengers. In the car I was in yesterday, there's a full on massage, like machine in your chair in the back. Nice.
Does it actually feel like a massage or is it just kind of like vibrations?
Lauren, I'm not talking about vibrations. I'm not talking about just a seat warmer. I'm talking full on nail salon kneading your shoulders.
Wow. That's shocking they'd allow that in a car.
The back of a car. You guys could watch my reel on Instagram and as Perez. And like, I'm doing it in like the reel I did for them. Anyway, so there's an auto show going on in New York. And I just love Genesis in general. I love cars. I don't know if I've like shared that with you, but like my dad and I used to grow up reading the DuPont Registry, which is like this luxury car magazine. And he would always read it. And also just growing up in South Florida, like there's so many like
car city.
It's like car culture. It's like Fast and Furious. My first car was like a Pontiac Grand Am. My dad gave me that had like a nitrous kit in it. And I would like drive down this road in Florida called Loxahatchee. And we would like, and I didn't even have a driver's license. Anyway, so I love cars. I really geek out on cars. And this, I mean, they've only been around 7 years. I'm telling you, like in like the next couple of years, like it's just, you sit in it and you're like, yeah, I'm in. Like it's just better. And they're so pretty. So stunning. Like the design is all they care about. Yeah, because they're kind of just like, they're newer, you know?
How much is one?
That's a good question. Let's see if there was the GV70 SUV electrified. Let's see how much that one is online. The Genesis GV70. So they're like luxury SUVs. This is like fully turned. How much?
I want to guess. I want to say 75,000.
Yeah, one of them's coming up as 74, the Advance, but then the
Can
Select.
Can you believe how good I am? That's fucking incredible.
Insane. No, that was fucking incredible.
I love that.
But it said, powered by the twin turbocharged 3.5 liter V6, the Genesis GV70 standard starts at 52.
Okay, all right.
Not bad. Anyways, look them up. They're stunning. Why I'm in New York. Cool. I fly home tonight.
Hell yeah. What'd you download for the flight? What are you going to watch?
Succession. Are you watching Succession?
I don't watch Succession. It's too stressful.
Lauren, that doesn't make any sense. Like, it's literally the best show on TV.
So many numbers and arguments.
You would fucking die, whoever's watching it. The line that Tom Wamgan says in episode 1 of season 4, 2 weeks ago that came out. Like, you have to watch this scene, Lauren, where they make fun. So Cousin Greg brings a girl to like Logan's party and Logan's like, you know, he's based off Rupert Murdoch and then like they're all so rich. And this girl walks in with like this big Burberry purse.
Okay.
And I have to read you this line. It's so good. Hold on. It was literally poetic. Like the writing is amazing. Hold on. So Tom, he always gives cousin Greg shit.
Okay. I see memes about Cousin Greg, I think.
People were the search engine results for this Burberry bag were like massive because it's like to really rich people, like this was like tacky, you know?
Oh yeah. Okay. Continue. Oh God, I can't wait to hear this.
Okay. So he goes up to Cousin Greg at this party and he goes, she's brought a ludicrously capacious bag. What's even in there, huh? Flat shoes for the subway, her lunch pail. I mean, Greg, it's monstrous. It's gargantuan. You could take it camping. You could slide it across the floor after a bank job.
That's amazing.
You have to watch the scene.
It's visual of sliding it across for a bank, whatever. That is so funny.
It was such a poetic monologue that it went viral and everyone's talking about the ludicrously capacious bag.
Okay, because I don't think like Succession is being funny, you know? I think
my God, Succession is a comedy. Like, that's what people don't understand.
I don't know.
Did you look up the scene?
She's brought a ludicrously capacious bag. What's even in there, huh? Flat shoes for the subway or lunch pail? I mean, Greg, it's monstrous. It's gargantuan. You could take it camping. You could slide it across the floor after a bank job.
These are ridiculous.
So good. And then this woman goes on probably to talk about how, like, if you're really wealthy, you don't say anything with Burberry or any Burberry anything.
Well, what's amazing is I follow, because you know I love fashion, so I follow a Succession style account.
Ah, okay.
And what's interesting is even I think The Cut or, you know, another awesome outlet that I follow did a whole article on how really rich people like don't wear logos. No, you know how it's very low key and like you're not supposed to know where their clothes are from. And like they always post what every character's wearing. Mm-hmm. And it's always like a sweater from The Row or, you know, something.
I feel like a Gwyneth Paltrow style. Like she's only going to wear the best shit, but it's going to be a cream sweater and it's going to be slacks.
Exactly. And the curly cream sweater that you're looking at that looks really basic is like $4,000.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so that's why I love Succession, obviously, not just for the fashion, but like it's Lauren, you would fucking love it. It's the best show on TV. This is the last season.
We will definitely give it a try.
Watch my interviews with the cast for season three online on Rotten Tomatoes and Fandango. They're just so good.
All right, DGers, you're in for a treat because support for today's episode actually comes from Jenny Kane. I love Jenny Kane because it is that minimalist, like high fashion that I basically am trying to explain to Lauren about when it comes to Succession's fashion. So if you watch the show Succession on HBO, basically, like there's no name brands on anything they're wearing, but like everything they're wearing costs like over $4,000. And I'm just bringing that in to Jenny Kane because Jenny Kane is a brand that I love and it's where minimalist basically meets luxury. So their items are classic, comfortable, they're California inspired clothes. You basically walk into any room looking effortless, so clean, so put together. You're like, damn, that person looks expensive, but they also look chill and casual and like they're not trying hard, which is basically the intersection that I want to live at. I always want to live at like not trying hard, but looking exceptionally great or better than anyone else in the room. And I'm not afraid to admit that. And now with Jenny Kane, getting dressed is easier than ever before. And it's really like investing in real pieces. Like I'm just laughing because I'm just like on the topic of Succession and money and investing. Like these outfits are the ones that are going to last a lifetime. It's not like you're buying something with crazy patterns in it that you're going to eventually want to like Marie Kondo out of your closet like 6 months from now or when it's a different season. And if you just go to their website, if you've never been there, it's JenniKayne. I promise you, if you're a listener, I want to authentically tell you that you will find something on there that you like. Go to their website. They have their best-selling cotton cocoon cardigan. The Luxe cotton fisherman sweater, I think, is really cool. And now that we're coming into the summer season, I love the Chloe crew neck. But these are really pieces that you can wear all year long. I love their shoes. I have their shearling mules that I actually wear around my house and out when I'm running errands, and I just look a little more put together as opposed to wearing another shoe brand I won't mention on here, but that is made out of rubber. but Jenny Kane believes in one thing, and that is the art of simplicity. So they focus on comfort, quality, timeless design, like I was mentioning, and you're just going to look stylish, cozy, and chic. And those are like three words that I want people to use when describing me and my style. So find your forever pieces at JennyKane.com. Our listeners actually get 15% off your first order when you use our code GETIT at checkout. That's 15% off your first order. Take advantage. JenniKayne.com. Promo code GETIT. And this is really the brand go-to for all season staples. Treat yourself because, you know, you deserve it. Anyways,
guys, thanks for listening to the two of us talk again. Not again, but you know, just
again
two,
and
just,
always.
Just a duo again. Read the Alison Armstrong book,
The Queen's Code.
And then if you have any questions, go on the Facebook group, download Patreon and see our beautiful faces with our incredible backgrounds. and we'll see you next week. Naz, anything?
We'll see you next week. You killed it. I love you guys.
Awesome. Love you. Bye. I don't care. Podcast.